see that we know, like, okay, we gotta build it up. It's gonna be a hard ending, but either way, we know it's the end.
Okay.
And do you even see, like, having that see, like, use your feet, use your hands. You can even go like this if you want something. If you want it, like, to ride, like, you can do all sorts of things with your body to signal not only to us, but also to them what's gonna happen.
Okay, so, like, I don't know how to convey, like, want it big for the first course before we end, and then maybe like the first half of the second one, but then after that I really want to come down and then just go to...
So in those tags, I'm staying on the cymbals and light toms, and then I'll finish off with that, with a swell. Cymbal swell. Yeah. I learned from Beth, she calls it all sorts of baking things. She calls it shimmer, batter. I get her.
Cymbal roll, but like whatever.
All I had was this.
Cymbal swells. And everybody has their, you know, I try to learn everybody's different language.
Let's do those last two choruses. Actually,
we'll see.
Yeah, so we're coming off.
Ezra. Ezra chapter 8, verses 21 to 23. Ezra chapter 8, 21 to 23. If you are able, I'd like to invite you to please stand just to read these few verses with me. 21, 22, and 23. And we can read together. There by the Ahava Canal, I proclaimed a fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask Him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road, because we had told the king, "The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to Him. But His great anger is against all who forsake Him." So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and He answered our prayers. 23. And 23 goes like this. So we fasted. Actually, you know what? That is it. Of course. That's it. So this church is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Father, once again, we thank you